This week on The Take, we're marking 1 year since a pair of devastating earthquakes hit Turkey and Syria with a new digital interactive. Listen and watch stories of survival, recovery, and coping with the grief at aljazeera.com/earthquakes. Again, that's aljazeera.com/earthquakes.
With India in the midst of national elections, its news media is in sharp focus. The country has arguably one of the biggest media ecosystems in the world. Over 400 news channels, 100,000 newspapers, a booming online digital ecosystem. Until recently, it was believed that that sheer diversity had ensured for its media a degree of independence. But today, many believe that virtually all wings of the media have been harnessed to serve the interests in varying degrees of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Hindu nationalist BJP.
He is the Prime Minister who's perhaps been scrutinized the most.
He's not given a single press conference. How has he been scrutinized?
I think the press conference as an instrument, I think, has kind of become redundant.
The media, many believe, could play a crucial role in ensuring a third successive term for Mr. Modi. How did the media get here? And are there still spaces left for media that speaks truth to power?
He said, brother, your channel is big. अब क्या होगा और सोच में डूब गया कि ठीक है हमें लगा कि सब चला गया हम जानते थे कि आज न कल ये होने वाला है
इन दिस एपिसोड ऑफ द इंडिया रिपोर्ट आई विल टेक यू इनसाइड द वर्ल्ड ऑफ इंडियाज कैप्चर्ड मीडिया स्टार्टिंग विद द प्लेस वेयर आई वर्क्ड फॉर क्लोज टू 30 इयर्स एनडीटीवी और न्यू दिल्ली टेलीविजन वंस कंसीडर्ड इंडियाज लास्ट अनबायस्ड ब्रॉडकास्टर
Breaking news now coming in. Looking at
For nearly 30 years, this outwardly unremarkable building in New Delhi, headquarters to the NDTV News Network, was my place of work. Until 2023, it was seen as the last holdout in TV news, not afraid to speak truth to power.
Mr. Modi's now been in power for nearly 3 years. So where have those jobs gone, which were promised right in the beginning?
In the span of a decade, our peers had morphed into propagandists for the Modi government.
It's a knockout punch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Ahead of the 2024 Mahabharat, the Prime Minister has vanquished all the opposition.
Many had become willing loudspeakers for the Hindu right-wing ideology of India's ruling party.
Border par Muslim abadi itni tezi se badi hai. Itni tezi se badi hai, jise jansankhya jihad ek tarike se ise kaha ja raha hai.
Don't just take it from me. A study of primetime shows on 7 prominent Indian networks during 2022, 3 years into Modi's second term, found that with the exception of NDTV, the largest amount of airtime was spent targeting the bugbears of the ruling party, Muslims, Pakistan, or the BJP's political rivals. Only a fraction of time spent on more pressing concerns like inflation or employment. Ravish Kumar was a colleague for the better part of 30 years, my counterpart on NDTV's Hindi channel.
तो ये छापे तभी क्यों पड़ते हैं जब कोई मीडिया हाउस सवाल करने लगता है सरकार के झूठ को चुनौती देने लगता है
Night after night, he did what the media is meant to do, hold the government to account.
अमेरिका में वॉशिंगटन पोस्ट बाकायदा गिनती गिनता है कि राष्ट्रपति ट्रंप ने कितने दिनों में कितने झूठ बोले भारत में भी इसी तरह से झूठ की गिनती हो सकती थी मगर जो गिनेगा उसी के दिन गिनती के रह जाएंगे
फॉर टेकिंग अ क्रिटिकल व्यू जर्नलिस्ट लाइक रवीश वर लेबल्ड प्रेस्टिट्यूट्स बाय मोदी सपोर्टर्स इन टर्न प्रो गवर्नमेंट न्यूज नेटवर्क्स केम टू बी कॉल्ड गोदी मीडिया गोदी मींस लैप इन हिंदी द आइडिया दैट दीज चैनल्स आर रिपोर्टिंग फ्रॉम द लैप ऑफ द गवर्नमेंट द टर्म कॉट ऑन In 2020, when pro-government networks went to cover farmers protesting the Modi administration's new laws, which farmers believed served corporate interests, they were heckled with this.
इसको actually आपने एक नाम दिया है, गोदी मीडिया। हाँ। एक तो मैं verify करना चाहता हूँ कि ये नाम आप ही ने दिया है।
मैंने दिया है।
ये confirm बात है।
हाँ, ये confirm बात है। मैं NDTV के समय से ही इसका इस्तेमाल करने लगा था कि उस समय मैं नाम ढूंढ रहा था कि ये क्या है
क्या इसी तर्क से यह भी माना जाए कि गोदी मीडिया इसलिए बना है क्योंकि उसके अपने काले कारनामे हैं और छापे पड़ सकते हैं
चूंकि इराक वॉर के समय एम्बेडेड जर्नलिज्म आया था और उसका कोई हिंदी में पैरेलल वर्ड नहीं था। मुझे लगा कि गोदी ज़्यादा बेहतर है क्योंकि गोदी में पालतू भी आ जाता है और गोदी प्लस मोदी से राइम भी करता है।
शशि वेम्पति वर्क्ड ऑन मोदीज़ डिजिटल कैंपेन व्हेन मोदी फर्स्ट रैन फॉर प्राइम मिनिस्टर। ही वेंट ऑन टू बिकम सीईओ ऑफ प्रसार भारती, द कंपनी दैट रन्स इंडियाज़ पब्लिक ब्रॉडकास्टर।
फ्रॉम एन अर्लियर टाइम व्हेन द गवर्नमेंट वाज एबल टू बी हेल्ड टू अकाउंट मच मोर, critiqued much more, to now, where largely the government gets away. You don't see any. So the two shifts I'm talking about. Yeah. One is that. The other is, as I mentioned, the channels essentially furthering the ruling party's Hindu first ideology, where night after night, you essentially target minorities, you know, have divisive debates, even spread hate. You don't see that shift.
The first is, the point that, is the government not being criticized at all. I don't agree with that because if you look at some really big policy decisions where the government has had to take a step back, right, be it the land acquisition bill, be it be the farm bills, right, it is not because, they were not held to account or, there was no debate. Obviously, there were strong voices and the government recognized that,
But in a lot of those cases, the mainstream media largely took the government side. They actually ended up targeting the protesters and ascribing all kinds of agendas.
So I'm coming to the second part, right? This phenomenon, which is largely 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. perhaps, or maybe 11 p.m. on certain channels. I think it has less to do with government and propaganda. And it has more to do with the manner in which the TV rating system has kind of become vitiated, where a certain format of content has, created this cycle.
आप फॉर है या अगेंस्ट है? आप साथ में है या खिलाफ है?
अरे प्रभु बोलने दो।
मैं बोलने दे रहा हूँ। सवाल का जवाब दीजिए।
You see that your ratings are going up because someone is very loud, someone is very polarized with their arguments, and hence you see, what has been happening. But I don't think it extends to the plurality of the nation.
The last point is arguable. While India has an impressive number of media outlets, in the past decade, the editorial slant of an overwhelming majority of them has shifted in favor of the Modi government. Those outlets that didn't fall in line, like NDTV, have paid a price. Within 3 years of Modi coming to power, NDTV's founders were raided on charges of financial fraud. A temporary ban on their leaving the country was later overturned in court. And then in 2023, with national elections a year away, came the end game. NDTV was bought out by the Adani Group, run by a billionaire tycoon considered close to the Prime Minister. A takeover that made global headlines as a tipping point in the decline of India's press freedoms. Ravish, I and a clutch of other journalists resigned soon after.
I always wanted to ask you this, ki jab wo news aaya, कि द अडानी ग्रुप इज टेकिंग ओवर एनडीटीवी, उस वक्त मैं न्यूज रूम में था जब ये हमारे फोन पे सारे मैसेजेस आए। आप कहाँ था?
मैं ठीक इसी जगह पे बैठा हुआ था।
आप अपने घर पे थे?
मैं यहीं पे खड़ा होकर प्राइम टाइम की रिपोर्टिंग कर रहा था।
आप उन दिनों घर से एंकरिंग कर रहे थे?
घर से एंकरिंग करता था और अच्छा। बहुत सारे फोन आने लगे तो एक फोन को उठाया मैंने झुंझलाहट में कि रिकॉर्डिंग कर रहा हूँ, बार बार इतना फोन क्यों आ रहा है। तो उसने कहा, भाई साहब आपका चैनल तो बिक गया, अब क्या होगा। तो ये आम दर्शक थे जो ट्विटर पर मैं देख रहे थे और उन खबरों को ट्रैक कर रहे थे। कॉमन लोग थे, मतलब ऐसा नहीं कि कोई किसी पत्रकार का फ़ोन नहीं था। उसका मुझ पर बहुत गहरा असर पड़ा। मैं बैठ गया, मतलब यहीं इसी कुर्सी पे जहां मैं बैठा हुआ हूं, काफ़ी देर तक, आधे घंटे तक, और सोच में डूब गया कि ठीक है, हमें लगा कि सब चला गया। हम जानते थे कि आज ना कल ये होने वाला है, ये एग्जिस्ट करना इस देश में अब संभव नहीं है। तो हमें वो सच्चाई मुझे मालूम थी,
फिर भी क्लियर था द मोमेंट यू सॉ द न्यूज़ दैट इट्स द अडानी ग्रुप।
मैं ये जानता था कि ये ऐसा होगा, लेकिन जिस दिन होता है उस दिन धक्का तो लगता है।
अ ईयर आफ्टर द चेंज ऑफ मैनेजमेंट, एनडीटीवी अपीयर्स टू हैव जॉइंड द रैंक्स ऑफ प्रो गवर्नमेंट मीडिया विद प्रोग्रामिंग लाइक दिस 9-part सीरीज टू मार्क 9 years ऑफ द मोदी गवर्नमेंट।
अ स्ट्रांग लीडर, comfortable and confident in the presence of the most powerful leaders in the world.
अगर आप गवर्नमेंट और उनके सपोर्टर्स से ये बात रखेंगे, वो कहेंगे कि ये गोदी मीडिया फिनोमेना नया नहीं है। आप और मेरे जैसे पत्रकार भी पिछले सरकारों की चमचागिरी करते थे।
और वही अभी चल रहा है।
अब वो इस तरह की बातें करते हैं, उन्हें लगता है कि इस दलील में बहुत दम है, लेकिन ये बिल्कुल कमजोर दलील है। देखिए 2014 के पहले ऐसा नहीं था कि मीडिया में, दुनिया में, भारत और दुनिया भर में बुराइयां नहीं थी, कमियां नहीं थी, लेकिन 2014 के बाद मीडिया का जो कैरेक्टर बदला है वो पहले कभी नहीं था। कभी भी एंकर इस तरह से आकर फार्मर्स को खालिस्तानी, टेररिस्ट नहीं कहता था, सवाल करने वालों को गैंग नहीं कहता था।
Someone's going to name you as anti-national and I am naming you as anti-national tonight.
फेक न्यूज नहीं फैलाता था और अपोजिशन को जिस तरह से बैड लाइट में हमेशा दिखाना, डिनाउंस करना और डिमीन करना डेमोक्रेसी के डिफरेंट डिफरेंट इंस्टीट्यूशंस को, ये इंडियन मीडिया ने अपने एंटायर हिस्ट्री में कभी नहीं किया। जरूर मीडिया के भीतर कुछ लोग सरकार से अलाइंड होते रहे, क्लोज होते रहे, ये सब होता रहा है, और लेकिन 2014 के बाद का जो नेचर है वो बिल्कुल अलग है।
इन द मोदी इयर्स प्रेस फ्रीडम हैज प्लमेटेड ड्रामेटिकली। इंडियाज रैंकिंग इन द 2023 वर्ल्ड प्रेस फ्रीडम इंडेक्स हैज स्लिप्ड टू 161 आउट ऑफ 180 कंट्रीज, द लोएस्ट इंडिया हैज एवर बीन ऑन द इंडेक्स। द पैटर्न ऑफ मीडिया कैप्चर इन मोदीज इंडिया इज ड्रॉइंग कंपैरिजंस टू अर्दोवान्स टर्की और विक्टर ऑर्बान्स हंगरी। सेंसरशिप, intimidation, journalists willing to play regime cheerleaders, raising serious questions about the role that the media is playing in India's democracy today.
Vempathy, the government supporter, disagrees. He says the rising tide of pro-Modi Hindu-centric programming is a rectification of a long-entrenched liberal bias.
On the religious angle. Yes. And I think that is an important correction which had to happen, because you had sort of English-speaking elite who had disproportionate influence on the editorial perspective that was emerging out of Delhi. And I think that is being corrected now, because India is far more identity conscious.
So cultural traditions and identity is different from Islamophobia and bigotry and spreading hate, which is essentially a lot of what the media is doing. The courts have cautioned them. It's not necessarily made a difference. Isn't that concerning?
Yes. Again, I would link that to another phenomenon, which is perhaps the last few years old, where social media has started to have a disproportionate influence on your mainstream media, right? So what is happening is you have these viral videos which are finding their way into mainstream media, and that cycle is just feeding itself.
Okay.
But I think the one way to look at it is to attribute all the blame on what is happening with BJP and the government has changed and that is why all this is happening. I think that's a very myopic, very short, limited way of looking at it.
However, if one looks at the trend in Indian media, the pro-Modi shift in so much of the programming, and pointing to the BJP's influence doesn't seem so myopic. There's been an alarming rise in raids on media networks in the last decade, increasing pressure on media owners and newsrooms to take a pro-government line.
तो आपके दृष्टि से ये जो शिफ्ट हुआ है, जो आप कह रहे हैं 2014 से, उसकी क्या वजह है?
उसकी एक फोर्स्ड वजह है कि उसको करना पड़ा है। अब उसके पास एग्जिस्टेंस का कि अगर उसको एग्जिस्ट करना है तो प्रो मोदी होने के अलावा कोई चांस नहीं है।
इट्स नॉट जस्ट द नेशनल मीडिया इन द गवर्नमेंट्स क्रॉसहेयर्स। इन द साउथ इंडियन स्टेट ऑफ केरला वी मीट प्रमोद रामन, द एडिटर ऑफ द मीडिया वन न्यूज नेटवर्क। In 2020, his channel, which broadcasts in the local Malayalam language, was abruptly taken off air by the government.
There was no, that came all on its sudden.
Out of the blue?
Out of the blue, yeah.
And the channel just went off air?
Yeah, channel went off air.
The shutdown was triggered by the channel's reporting on anti-Muslim riots in Delhi in February 2020. According to the notice from the Information Ministry, Media One's coverage was biased and critical of the role of the Delhi police and of a Hindu nationalist outfit, the RSS.
Their problem was something to do with our reporting on Delhi riots and Media One's reporting on Delhi riots, because many others were just reporting on the periphery. We went into the life of people who are suffering from this riot because of the content of the story was not in line with what RSS was saying. No, that was the reason.
The ban was soon reversed, the channel back on air. But the signal was clear. Fall in line or else. Even the foreign press is not exempt.
This series tells the story of Narendra Modi's troubled relationship with India's Muslims.
In February 2023, the BBC aired a documentary critical of Narendra Modi's role in riots that erupted in the western state of Gujarat in 2002. At the time, Modi was chief minister of the region.
Did the police under your command do enough to stop the riots?
Not only enough, but excellent work they have done.
The BBC had touched a nerve. The documentary was denounced.
Let me just make it very clear. We think this is a propaganda piece designed to push a particular discredited narrative.
Online streaming of the film was blocked. An Indian tax official swooped down on the Delhi headquarters of the broadcaster. The raids were the starkest manifestation of the intensifying pressures on the foreign press in Modi's India. Amy Kasman was based in Delhi for 13 years as the South Asia bureau chief of the Financial Times newspaper. She experienced firsthand the erosion of press freedoms since even before the BBC raid.
Things did change a lot over from the time that Modi was first elected. One of the very significant changes was that large parts of the country essentially became off limits to foreign correspondents to actually visit. In the past, foreign journalists generally had fairly free range of movement within India, including to places like Kashmir, Jammu, and Northeast. At a certain point in time, the foreign ministry suddenly sent out a letter which said that in order to visit these areas, you needed official government permission. Not long before these rules were enforced, there had been a lot of unrest in Kashmir and there's a lot of very intense coverage. And I think that these rules were reimposed and reinforced as a way of kind of trying to limit this kind of unflattering coverage.
In February this year, French journalist Vanessa Duniac, the longest-serving foreign journalist in India, left the country after the government threatened to expel her. The official reasons for the threat were Duniac's, quote, malicious reporting and traveling to restricted areas without permission. Duniac has denied the allegations. We've seen raids on the BBC. We've had statements from the Committee to Protect Journalists, which says that foreign correspondents in India say they have faced increasing visa uncertainties, restricted access to several areas of the country, even threats of deportation in retaliation for critical reporting in recent years.
Let's talk about BBC, right? That BBC documentary, the manner in which it was produced, and some very, very obvious glaring mistakes in it.
Was that justification then for raiding them?
No. If you look at what exactly happened, was because there were certain tax issues. And then the BBC faced that kind of tax scrutiny even in the UK. It's not very different. If you are so particular about the rule of law, well, you have to abide by the rule of law, right? And in India, if you're going to operate in India, you've got to follow whatever is the law in India. Right? And there were serious issues with their tax compliance.
India's mainstream media brought in line, the foreign press intimidated. Is there any space left for critical journalism in India?
India has an estimated 460 million YouTube users, the most in the world. Edged out by networks reluctant to take on the government, dozens of independent-minded journalists and commentators have thrived on the streaming platform. Alongside a handful of plucky digital news sites, they've emerged as the last outpost of public-spirited journalism in India.
In her New Delhi office, Meena Kotwal, a former mainstream journalist, records for her YouTube channel. Set up 3 years ago, her platform reports stories of oppression faced by her community, Dalits, a marginalized people at the bottom of the Hindu caste system.
If we talk about hope, तो वो जो उम्मीद है वो डिजिटल मीडिया ने ही अभी बनाई हुई है बड़े बड़े मीडिया आए बड़े बड़े जर्नलिस्ट आए उन्होंने कास्ट पे काम नहीं किया जबकि इंडिया एक ऐसा देश है भारत एक ऐसा देश है जहां पर कास्ट पैदा हुई है तो आज के दौर में भी इसीलिए मूक नायक होना चाहिए ताकि वो कास्ट पर बात कर सके और लोगों को दिखा सके कि कास्ट कितना जरूरी है और कास्ट कितना मैटर करता है सामने वाले के लिए बहुत सारे ऐसे जो हैं हमारे आसपास कहानियां हैं जिसके कास्ट की वजह से वो सब चीज़ें होती है, चाहे वो किसी की लिंचिंग हो मूछ रखने की वजह से, उसकी जाति की वजह से लिंचिंग हो जाती है, उसके धर्म की वजह से लिंचिंग हो जाती है। किसी को आपने देखा होगा राजस्थान में छोटे से बच्चे को मार दिया गया क्योंकि उसने पानी का घड़ा छुआ था अपने टीचर का, वो अपर कास्ट था, उसको मार दिया गया। तो किसी को छूने, पानी के बर्तन छूने की वजह से अगर मार दिया जाता है तो कास्ट आप सोच रहे हैं स्टूडियो में गायब है, मीडिया स्टूडियो में कोई है ही नहीं।
As elections loom, the government's digital pushback is well underway.
The Modi government is roping in scores of online influencers to push its narrative, like a YouTuber who goes by the handle Beer Biceps with close to 7 million subscribers. Now his bio says that Beer Biceps started off as a fitness and fashion YouTuber. But as elections near, his timeline is crowded with interviews with high-ranking Modi government ministers. Typical questions go like this.
Are you happy in life?
I love it.
Yeah? What's the best and worst things about your life?
Are you a grizzly bear mom? You know what a grizzly bear mom is?
I don't know, but I presume that I might be one.
I am 100% sure that even on a geopolitical scale, there is a role of your sixth sense.
Absolutely. Abhi dekhto aap cricket.
Abhi to nahi samay milta.
Time hi nahi milta.
Aap samay nahi milta. पर वो मैं क्रिकेट का वैसे भी बहुत शौकीन हूँ।
Buried in the bio of the interviews, a telling detail. Some of these recordings are in quotes, collaboration with MyGov, a government agency.
In addition to pushing its own narrative, the government is also cracking down on critical voices in the name of fighting misinformation. It has introduced a series of stringent new laws, including the setting up of an official fact checker, which will vet online journalism about the government. Any posts that are found to be fake news will have to be taken down.
How can the government fact check information about itself? Surely there's a conflict of interest.
Now, who is most, what is the government saying? They're saying that if you have reported something wrong, right, and it has a certain consequence, and they're going to ask the intermediary to, you know, hold that. And you still have the recourse to the courts to go in, you know, if you feel you're in the wrong, I mean, you're in the right.
But that is effectively the definition of censorship, that the government then becomes judge, jury and executioner, and they're getting content taken down, which they feel is wrong or false. Now, the media house may disagree. They may feel that this is legitimate.
Yeah, but we have a history here in India where information is very routinely misinterpreted and misrepresented. And I've been the victim of that as well while holding a public office. So I know how these things work.
As elections loom, the cheerleading over Narendra Modi has reached a pitch on India's primetime news. But the Prime Minister himself has remained aloof from questioning, the hallmark of his lopsided relationship with the news media.
In his decade in office, he has not addressed a single press conference, a record for an Indian Prime Minister. Instead, he prefers softball interviews to select anchors, including to a fawning film star.
हमारे प्रधानमंत्री आम खाते हैं। ये भी उसका क्वेश्चन है कि आम खाते हैं, और अगर खाते हैं तो क्या काट के खाते हैं या ऐसे गुटली के साथ खाते हैं?
आप अपनी जेब में पर्स रखते हैं क्या? पर्स रखते हैं क्या? बटुआ जिसके अंदर पैसे होते हैं।
ये एज में अभी इतनी एनर्जी आप कैसे लेकर आते हैं?
Even visuals of the PM, which come in the form of slickly edited videos, are now increasingly provided by the government or the ruling party to an unquestioning media.
Well, my counter is that I think he is the prime minister who's perhaps been scrutinized the most practically, you know, and going.
He's not given a single press conference. How has he been scrutinized?
Every day, the press is asking him questions, right, on social media,
No, but that's very different to actually being able to ask him face to face, which is surely important in a democracy.
Well, I don't see the manner in which he communicates, right, where he's communicating directly with the people through Twitter or through Facebook or, you know, various modes or through his app and so on.
Yes.
I think the press conference as an instrument, I think, has kind of become redundant.
किसी भी नेता को नहीं मिला है, किसी भी नेता के पास इतना कमिटेड, इतना सारा जर्नलिस्ट, इतना सारा न्यूज एंकर, इतना सारा एडिटर, इतना सारा मीडिया का मालिक किसी भी नेता के लिए इस देश के इतिहास में कभी भी एक साथ काम नहीं कर रहा था। तो जितना उनकी तारीफें हुई हैं, जितनी उनके पर किताबें लिखी गई हैं, जितनी उनकी तारीफ में एडिटोरियल लिखे गए हैं, इसके बाद भी अगर मोदी कह रहे हैं कि या मोदी के सपोर्टर कह रहे हैं कि उन्हें मीडिया ने कभी फेवरेबल कवरेज नहीं दिया, तो इसका मतलब आप ऐसा इसका कोई आधार नहीं बनता इसके।
मोदी सपोर्टर से हिज परफॉर्मेंस मेरिट्स द ग्लोइंग कवरेज ही रिसीव्स बाय वर्चुअली एवरी मेट्रिक दो इट्स एविडेंट दैट द इंडियन मीडिया लैंडस्केप हैज लार्जली बीन कैप्चर्ड बाय द बीजेपी। An unquestioning, compromised assembly line of journalists are doing precious little to scrutinize the government and its claims. It puts Narendra Modi in an enviable position as he makes a bid for a third term as Prime Minister.